Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about food recalls. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Abby Schnedler, Mississippi State University Extension Food Science, Nutrition, and Health Promotion Apprentice. Abby, lately it seems there have been more food recalls in the news. Could you explain why food is recalled and what consumers should do in the event they've purchased a food product that's been recalled?
Companies will recall their products when there is reason to believe that a food may cause consumers to become ill, if products are mislabeled, or when the food may present a health hazard, which may include allergens, bacteria, or extraneous matter. For example, most recalls are due to mislabeling or misbranding of food, where the food may contain an allergen, such as eggs or nuts, but those ingredients do not appear on the label. Other food recall situations include discovery of a bacteria or foreign objects in a product, which may hurt consumers or make them sick. Even if food recalls are becoming more common, it doesn't mean the food supply isn't safe. It can actually mean that companies are getting better at detecting outbreaks. Also, a majority of recalls are just precautionary, which means more companies are voluntarily recalling products as soon as potential public health threat is feared, such as a mislabeled product.
Who is responsible for issuing a food recall?
A food manufacturer or distributor initiates the recall. In some situations, food recalls are requested by government agencies like the United States Department of Agriculture or the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration. USDA inspects meat, poultry, catfish, and egg products, and the FDA inspects everything else like frozen dinners, casseroles, canned foods, fruits and vegetables, baked goods, dressing, cheeses, and other packaged snacks.
How do these agencies alert people if a food is recalled?
A food recall will be issued and reported through media outlets such as the news on TV and the newspaper. You can also check out recent food recalls by visiting the website foodsafety.gov. Once on the site, simply click on Recalls and Alerts for more information, current recalls, and what to do in the event of a recall.
How can you determine if you have a food product that's been recalled?
Food recalls are very specific, and only if products produced during a specific time period is recalled. It can be possible that you may have a different product by the same manufacturer, or you might have the exact same product but in a different size or with a different sell-by date that is not part of the recall. Therefore, to identify the products, you should look at the package description, package date, and the lot number, as well as the package codes to determine if they match the recall announcement.
If you do hear about a food recall and you have the product, what should you do?
It is very important to follow the directions provided. The notice will provide information on what to do. Generally, most products can be returned to the store where they were purchased. The store will send it back to the manufacturer or destroy it. Do not serve recalled food products to people or animals. If you throw the product away, do not dispose of it in a place where animals or children can get to it, especially in the circumstances of bacterial contamination or foreign matter.
What should I do if I missed a food recall and have already consumed the recalled food product?
If the product's label did not indicate that it contained an allergen, your family is not at risk if no one is allergic to it. If a product is being recalled because it may contain a foreign object and you've already eaten the product and didn't find any foreign objects, you don't need to worry. If the product is recalled because it may contain bacteria and you've consumed the product within the last few days, you are probably not at risk if you cooked it thoroughly and have not experienced any symptoms of food poisoning like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
What if I consume a ready-to-eat product that I'm not supposed to cook first, like potato chips or cookies or crackers, and then I find out it's been recalled due to possible bacteria contamination?
If you consume the product and you start to experience signs of food poisoning, go to the doctor. The same rules apply to pet food recalls. If you hear about a pet food recall, you should first check the package date, lot number, and package code to determine if it falls under the recall. Immediately stop feeding it to your pet. If the product was recalled for salmonella or toxic or dangerous ingredients or ingredient levels, and you've already been feeding the food to your pet, then you should visit your veterinarian immediately.
Today we've been speaking with Abby Schnedler, Food Science, Nutrition, and Health Promotion Apprentice. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.